Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, as on Aaron's beard. The oil which ran down upon the edge of his robes, it is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For the Lord commanded the blessing there, life forever.
Good morning. Glad to see you. Good to see everybody here today. We got some people not sitting in their right seats. I'm having to look around and find out who is here and who's not here. So, yeah, you have assigned seats. You know that, don't you? Yeah. So glad to have you here with us today. I want to mention this, the Strickland family. The man who sits right over here on Wednesday nights, great big man with a mustache and cowboy hat, sits right over here Wednesday night, he passed away Thursday. And so we need to remember them in our prayers. And he's been real faithful about being here every Wednesday night. And so we need to make sure that we remember them in our prayers as we go out. It was good to see Joey up here limping, carrying on. I got to see Joey at a time of day when nobody should see anybody. 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, we should still be asleep at 6 o'clock in the morning. But Joey had surgery at 6 in the morning and came through it really well, and the doctor was really pleased, and he's recovering really well. So good to have you with us. Good to have you with us. Miss Marilyn, how's she doing? Good. She's hanging right on in there. And she's home, I'm assuming. And walking good. That's good. That's good to know. That's good to hear that. Home and walking good. I am so glad to see, we've got several visitors here today, and I'm so glad to see you here today as well. My sermon today is based on a couple of things. This congregation, if you are new to this congregation has been incredibly blessed. Over the last 3.5 years that Kathy and I have been here, I can see this congregation being blessed by God. And it's because of all of you. It's because we are a family. We are together. We work together. We play together. We do things together. We worship together. And so we are so glad to have that opportunity to come together each and every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, whatever nights we come together, because I can pretty well guarantee if you look at my calendar, we come together just about every night. And so it's really good to have that opportunity to be here, to be a part of this family. We have truly been blessed. We truly have. And if we continue doing what we're doing, continue working for God, continue putting God first in our lives and everything that we do, we will continue to be blessed. Now, I want you to know something, though, however. Here's the however part. This world is not a place of peace. It is not. And we are told that in this world, we will have trial and tribulation. We will have these things happen. We will lose loved ones along the way. It will happen. I can guarantee you that. But James tells us that consider it all joy when you have these things. Because what happens is it brings you together more. It increases your faith. It increases your trust in the Lord so that you know each and every time that He's going to help you through it, that He's going to make it better, and things are going to go well as long as you put God first. Things are going to happen. Good for the Lord. Good for you. And I want you to know this also, that one of the gifts that is listed in Galatians as far as the gift of the Holy Spirit is concerned is that of peace. You know you can't find peace on this earth? It doesn't take very long to watch television and turn on whatever news channel you want to turn on. There's no peace out there. It doesn't exist. But thank the Lord that we are not of this world. Thank the Lord that we are of His kingdom, not of any kingdom on this earth. Because that's where peace exists. That's where it exists. There's a sign that I've been seeing lately. And it's on marquees of some churches around and that I've driven past and I've seen it. And it says this. It says, "No God, no peace." And it says, "K-N-O-W, God, K-N-O-W, peace." But it also says, N-O, God, N-O, peace. God doesn't exist in you without giving you peace, without helping you through trial and tribulation. And the reason I started out this morning by telling you that this church has been richly blessed, and it really has. And I love the blessings that I see in this congregation each and every day. I love coming together with you each and every day because I see God working in you. I see the love of Christ that dwells within you. And it builds me up. It raises me up. But I also know that we have had a lot, and I'm going to say a lot because it's been a lot, we've had a lot of loss over the past 3 years. We've had many of our own that have passed away, that have gone on. And I can tell you this, that they all have hope of an eternity with God. Because they are believers. They are baptized. They are people that we look at and we say, they have hope of an eternity with God. Now, how can we face that? How can we realize that that hope exists without God? You cannot. You cannot. God exists, and God helps us through these times. When's the last time that you felt utterly and completely at peace? Some of you may have to flip through some pages in that mind of yours to try to come up with the last time that you felt utterly and content at the peace that God has given you. Well, I want you to know something, that I typically work what's called a split shift. I'm usually here from 8 till about noon every day, Monday through Thursday. And then I go home for a little while. If I'm not up visiting somebody at the hospital or something, I go home for a little while, and then I come back. And I'm usually back by about 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'm usually here till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. That's not a problem. That doesn't bother me at all because I get nap time. My sister, bless her heart, was texting back and forth with a group of people, and I was in that group. and my phone kept going off. And it was disturbing my nap time. So I got on the phone and I texted them back and I said, y'all are disturbing my nap time. And then my cousin responded and said, what's a nap? And I go, okay, I understand. But folks, during that time, usually, during that time, which is usually 2, 3, sometimes even 4 hours that I have in there, during that time frame, a lot of time, what I do is I go out and sit on the back porch. We have some wind chimes. And when the wind blows, and folks in Oklahoma, it blows all the time. When the wind blows and those chimes go off, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to the birds sing, I find peace. And oftentimes I'll even put on some music on my phone and I'll listen to the music and I'll sing along with it and I find peace. Folks, that's what God gives you. We are getting right now up to 4 or 5 calls a day now dealing with our food pantry. And I can tell y'all on the 20th, y'all need to get with Miss Gaitha back there in the back, because on the 20th, I think we're going to be overrun. Because people are calling, they're hurting, they're help has been taken away, and they, many of them, do not know where their next meal is going to come from. And I had one lady that called last week and was asking me, do you have a food pantry or a food bank? And I said, yes, we do. And she said, when is it? And I said, our next one is on the 20th of this month, which is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. And this woman broke into tears over the phone. And she said, I am so thankful. She said, because I did not know what we were going to eat for Thanksgiving Day. Folks, this world does not know peace. We know peace. And that peace comes from God. That's how we have it. Peace comes from God. It does not come from anywhere else. And if you find yourself getting frustrated, I'm going to tell you what to do. Go out in the backyard and sit out there. Listen to the wind. Listen to the birds. And realize that God is with you. He will never forsake you, nor will He ever turn from you. He is with us until the end. So when bad things are occurring, when rough times are happening, what you should do is look toward the one who gives us peace. Look toward the one who gives us comfort. Look for the one who knows our every need and whose son was tempted just as we are. And therefore we can go boldly to the throne of God to ask for help in our time of need, and we will receive it. This is the peace that we can find. It is not of this earth. It is from heaven. God is our peace. That's where He is. There have been many times in my life that I have seen the sun rise. There have been many times in my life when I've seen the sunset, when I've seen the beauty of the night sky, where the moon glows at night. This last week we had a big, beautiful, full moon. And it was gorgeous to watch. Just to stand outside and see. And you realize who created that. And who created that for you. So that you might find that peace in time of trial and tribulation. God Himself is our peace. Within the body of Christ is our peace. We are one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death any hostility, anything that does not foster peace. We come together and we find peace together. We find joy in coming together. We find happiness in coming together. We are lifted up when we are down. We are helped through our times of struggle. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. If you are having a problem, if you have a situation, do not hesitate to come to the church. To give me a call. Every one of you have my phone number. You can call me. If you need me to come and sit down with you and visit with you, call. I'll be there. But not just me. I can guarantee you that anybody among this family, if you call them and ask for help, they will help you. They'll be there for you. They'll help you in those times. Folks, we are one body. And within that body, there is peace. In Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, it says, "For just as we have many parts in our body, we are all one body. And all the body's parts do not have the same function. So we who are many, we are many. Are one body in Jesus Christ." Folks, part of the gifts of the Spirit is joy, happiness, contentment. Paul says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Folks, we are the same way. And realize when he wrote that, he was in prison awaiting his execution. He wasn't concerned about that because he knew that Christ was with him. We know that we are one body in Christ Jesus. And by being that one body in Christ Jesus, we always have Him with us. As a body, realize this. When you suffer, we suffer. When you are sad, we too are sad. But also, when you are raised up in glory, we too are raised up in glory. When you are honored, we too are honored. The greatest thing that honors me the most is when you are baptized into Christ for the remission of sin. That honors me the most. You know why it honors me the most? Because it honors you the most. You are honored by God. The angels in heaven rejoice over one who repents. Therefore, you are honored. Therefore, we are honored. Because we are one body with you. Together, in one part. We are one, always, in the unity of the Spirit, in the bonds of peace. Folks, we can have situations out there in this world today in which we don't agree with. We're not going to. Some of you root for OU. Some of you LSU. Some of you other teams I'm not going to mention. But I want you to know, we can disagree on certain things. That's fine. But when we come together, we are unified in one spirit, in one body. We are unified in Christ Jesus. And therefore, we can take comfort in knowing by being one body, even when times are rough, even when times are difficult, we have God with us. And therefore, we can do all things because Christ is with us. We are not of this world. Jesus says, take heart. Because in this world, you're going to have trial. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have bad things happen to you. And if you stand for God, if you stand for Christ, you're going to have persecution. These things are going to happen. You are going to be ridiculed. You're going to be made fun of. You're going to be put down. John and I have a neighbor. John and Mary and I have a neighbor that calls us a cult. We're going to be put down. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't worry about that because Jesus told us not to worry about that because He has overcome this world. Therefore, no matter what happens, we can find peace. No matter what happens, we can find joy. No matter what happens, we can find contentment in whatever situation we're in because Christ has overcome this world. And I am grateful for that because that gives me the hope that is mine. And that hope is eternal salvation with God. That's where my hope lies. Peace only comes through Jesus Christ. And notice what Jesus tells us here in this verse. He tells us, come to me. Come to me. If you are heavy burdened, come to me. If you need help, come to me. Because He says, no matter what happens, whether we are weary and heavy burdened, whatever situation we're in, He says, if you come to me, I will give you rest. I will help you through those times. Come to me. I will help you. I am there for you. This is only where peace can be found. It cannot be found any other way. This is the only way peace can be found because God gives us this peace. Now, I want you to take an example of Jesus Christ home with you today. I know that there are some of you here today that are suffering. I know that there are some of you here today that have lost a lot of loved ones over the last year. I know that some of you are hurting from ailments, from sickness, from surgeries. I know these things have happened. And I know that you are recovering. also know that sometimes this world can get the best of you. It can cause you great sadness. It can cause you great pain. God knows that too. Jesus Christ knows that too. So I'm going to tell you this morning to take a lesson that Jesus did. Whenever Jesus was facing great trial or great tribulation, what did he do? He separated himself from everything else and prayed. When Jesus faced the temptations in Matthew chapter 4, what did Jesus first do before he faced those temptations? He went into the wilderness and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Prayed and fasted. One of the things about fasting is, I've told you before, it's not just food that we're talking about. It's separating yourself from anything that is worldly so that you can focus 100% of your attention on God. 100% of your attention on speaking with God. We don't fast enough. We don't pray enough. When you have trial and tribulation, that's when you need to lift up your voice in prayer. When you have joy and happiness, that's when you need to lift up your voice in prayer. You need to spend more time. And folks, go out in my backyard. Watch the sunrise. And when you do, pray to God. In the mornings, pray that God will help you through this day. In the evenings, pray that God has helped you through the day and be thankful for that. Remember who the great Creator is, who created the heavens and the earth. Remember the power that He has to help you through any situation, anytime, anywhere. And as you are struggling with certain situations, I want you to remember three things. First, remember you have a family right here. Don't try to do it by yourself. Call us. Come by and see us. Fellowship with us. The opportunities are here. That's the first thing to remember. Your family. Second thing to remember is Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." God, Christ, is with us. And thirdly, remember the example that Jesus set. Remember the example that Jesus set in the garden. When he was truly facing the greatest temptation that anybody could ever face. Because never forget that Jesus had the power to stop it. That was a great temptation. But he didn't do it because he said, "Not my will, but let your will be done." Pray for God's will. Separate yourself. Focus 100% of your attention on God. Spend time with Him. And during that time in which you spend with God, you will find the peace that you seek. Only through Him. So this morning, if you have a situation in your life that you're struggling with, if you have a situation that you need peace, that you need help, that you need comfort, realize we're here. Realize we can raise our voice up in prayer for on your behalf. And while we're doing so, we're calling upon the Creator of the universe. He is there for you to help you through any situation you may be in. Peace is His to give. Peace is a gift. Let's seek that peace. And as always, if you need to be baptized, to be added to the church, to be added to His kingdom, we always want to give you that opportunity to come. Let's do so while together we stand and sing.